This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Postal Service has warned 46 states and the District of Columbia it cannot guarantee all ballots cast by mail in November's election will arrive in time to be counted. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Washington Post reports letters were sent to 46 states and the District of Columbia warning there's no guarantee all ballots cast by mail for the November election will arrive in time to be counted. It could mean tens of millions of Americans eligible for a mail-in ballot this fall will not be able to use it, even if they follow election rules. There have recently been some cost-cutting moves at the post office. President Trump is opposed to attempts to allow more people to vote by mail during the pandemic, arguing without evidence it will lead to increased voter fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States says the UN Security Council has rejected an American resolution to indefinitely extend a UN arms embargo on Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the defeat of the resolution Friday ahead of a council meeting to reveal the vote. Russia and China opposed extending the weapons ban, which is due to expire in October, under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. 11 Security Council members abstained, including France, Germany, and Britain, while the United States and the Dominican Republic were the only yes votes. Secretary of State Pompeo denounced the vote in a statement, saying that the Security Council had rejected direct appeals to extend the arms embargo from numerous countries in the Middle East endangered by Iran's violence. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution to expire as it is scheduled to October 18th. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday said it has seized four Iranian fuel shipments en route to Venezuela and confiscated the cargoes, disrupting a key supply line for both Tehran and Caracas as they defied U.S. sanctions. A Justice Department statement said, with the assistance of foreign partners, this seized property is now in U.S. custody, adding that the amount confiscated from four tankers was approximately 1.116 million barrels of fuel. That makes it the largest ever U.S. seizure of Iranian fuel. The statement did not specify when, where, or how the seizure took place. Washington has imposed sanctions on both countries to choke oil exports and deprive them of their main source of revenue in its bid to see the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and change the behavior of Iran's government. The United Nations says the death toll from last week's massive explosion in Beirut has risen to nearly 180, with an estimated 6,000 people injured and at least 30 missing. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The UN's Humanitarian Affairs Agency said in its report that the explosion has affected operations at six hospitals, up from an initial three, and damaged more than 20 clinics in the parts of Beirut worst hit by the blast. It still isn't known what caused the fire that ignited nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate stored in Beirut's port. But documents have emerged in the wake of the explosion that show the country's top leadership and security officials were aware of the chemicals being stored in the city port. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A former FBI lawyer plans to plead guilty to making a false statement in the first criminal case arising from U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation into the probe of ties between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
A Justice Department watchdog report accused Kevin Kleinsmith of altering an email to say former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page was not a source for another government agency. The Justice Department relied on that assertion in 2017 as it submitted a third and final renewal application to eavesdrop on Page under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But Page has said he was a source for the CIA, and that relationship was deemed important to disclose to the FISA court. Kleinsmith's lawyer tells the Associated Press his client deeply regrets altering the email. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.